Well, the sources available to the historian of homosexuality in Britain in the 19th century are fairly varied. We look at criminal trials, mainly. There's also newspaper reportage throughout the 19th century of those criminal trials. There's also legislation and the changes in legislation and the implications of those changes in the period. We also look at government records throughout the 19th century and evaluate governmental and also civil service attitudes towards the crime of sexuality between men in the 19th century. Additionally, in the later period, there is pornography of the period, which actually gives us some insight into the sexual culture, particularly in London. And later on in the period, historians also look at sexology, or the sex psychology, the scientific analysis of homosexuality in the period.